Afghanistan?
It's a good news for Afghanistan. It's not the end of it. It's a good news because this guy was an icon of terrorism, and now that icon is gone. And hopefully the people under him will realize that it's time now that they have to just give up, because it's not going to... Sooner or later, they're all going to be nailed down. And I think it's a good news for Afghanistan. This guy killed hundreds of people in Afghanistan.
So what do you think? Do you have family in Afghanistan?
I have. I was there last year.
What family do you have?
I have my sister in Afghanistan.
And are you concerned that there's going to be a backlash from Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan?
I think there will be a little bit, but you have to understand Afghanistan is a country where there has been a war all the time. So what can happen? There's a war. I mean, it can get worse. It's already in a worse stage already. So I don't think it's going to affect a lot in Afghanistan, but I think there will be a lot of backlashes in Pakistan.
And what do you think is going to be the response here in the U.S.?
You are talking about the Afghans over here? I think all Afghan communities, that's a good news for them. They're all going to be happy. They're all happy. As far as I know, I met a couple of people and I got a few calls last night from relatives and friends. They were all saying, did you hear that? Did you hear that? They were all happy, excited.
And how long have you been here in the U.S.?
For almost 16 years now.
Is there anything you want to add about the news?
No, but the only thing I'm concerned now is that the United States might just kick back and say, okay, we killed him. I think it's time that the United States government should now nail Pakistan and tell them, okay, where are the rest of the guys? You knew where he was. You didn't tell us. You have been lying all along to the world that you didn't know where this terrorist was, and we found him right next to your military compound. We need to know where the other guys are.